Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dean Chance. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Keough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moorhead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Wlander moves to second. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wlander moves to third. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wlander scores. Horton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Wlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keough. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Leon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fossey moves to third. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman strikes out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fossey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foster moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moorhead moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Campanis now catching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Nettles moves to third. Fossey moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster is walked intentionally. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydeman hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keough bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a pop-up towards first. Keough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moorhead bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. Campanis moves to second. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campanis scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campanis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nagelson pinch hits for Bob Miller. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nagelson moves to second. Lou Klimchuk pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards first. Keough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a pop-up towards first. Keough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keough is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown pinch hits for Jack Hyman. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Steve Hargan pinch runs for Duke Sims. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Ulander reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Hargan moves to third. It's 5-4, Royals. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Hargan scores. Ulander scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Ken Wright now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Pinson reaches third base with a triple. Hinton scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton is hit by the pitch. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nettles is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing second base. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campanis is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Ken Wright. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keough fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Olander moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Pinella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Piniella strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.